Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. WrestleMania weekend, so naturally I've taken over the music.
All right, who's this?
The Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, will defend his title against Cody Rhodes in the main event Sunday night.
Wait, I thought The Rock's doing this.
Well, night one, Roman Reigns will tag team with The Rock to face Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, and then if Rock and Roman win that match, then the championship match is under bloodline rules, which means anything goes.
Love it.
And if Cody wins, or if Cody and Seth win that match, then the bloodline, including The Rock, is barred from ringside.
All right. I got it now, buddy. Thank you.
There you go. Let's bring in Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, who is on the line with us. Predators with a huge win last night, 6-3 against the St. Louis Blues. The magic number is now 4 points, and according to Money Puck, a 99.9% chance of making the playoffs. Sean, good morning. How are you?
What a lead-in. Oh, my gosh, guys.
I know,
you're
man.
Supposed to hype people up for the weekend. I'm a wrestling guy, too. You know, I've been at WrestleMania twice. But good golly, it was more exciting watching you guys eat the sausage and biscuits yesterday.
Well, okay. What do you want? You want me to cut a promo? Like, are we?
Yes. Man, I want some pump music. I want to hear, like, I love it, glorious. I want to hear Hail to the Chief something. My gosh.
Okay, we'll work on it. I was trying to think of something, you know, wrestling thing that worked for you, and I went with Roman Reigns because he's a leader, you know, and you're a leader. So
he is a leader. Well, I'll tell you, the greatest WrestleMania ever was in Houston watching The Undertaker and Heartbreak Kid. I was with my 9-year-old son, and he cried like a baby, recognizing it was the last match ever. It was good time.
So that was WrestleMania 26, I think.
Yeah, 09, I think it was.
Okay, nice. Very nice.
I'll send you some pictures right now. Yeah, you can share them later.
Yeah. Cool.
What's going on, guys?
Well, last night.
What a win
last night. You know, I asked Andrew Burnett about this last week, but, you know, from your perspective, the thing that I love that has happened during this stretch is you've seen a lot of secondary scoring. You've seen a lot of different guys step up. You know, Michael McCarron was one that scored last night, but – you know, when it gets crunch time, you're looking at guys like Yossi, you're looking at guys like Forsberg, you're looking at guys like Saros. All three of them stepped up last night and helped this team win.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, you always want your stars, your big players, you know, to be your big players on the stages. But at the same time, you got to go up and down the roster. And, you know, back in October, November, a lot of people were talking about our secondary scoring, and you just knew it was going to come under Bruno's system. And, you know, the past 2 months, you've seen every single line roll. And I hate using first line, second line, fourth line, whatever it may be. Each one has a somewhat of a different role. But when they're all contributing and what their strengths are, it's magical. And then every once in a while, you know, I think you want to see Phil fight all the time. But you see Phil fight last week. You see scoring coming from that quote-unquote third or fourth line. And that's when some magic happens. And last night was fun. It sure was.
We're talking to the chief bottle washer for the Nashville Predators. His name is Sean Henry. Sean, I got a serious question. How do you guys balance Preds in the playoffs with Bridgestone schedule? I mean, do you make the Bridgestone schedule first and then the Preds around that? Because that would drive me crazy trying to figure everything out.
He pawns that off on Kells.
Well, we are fortunate. We literally have the very, very best in the business that books are building and really balances the schedule and the game of Jenga. But we have shows booked out, you know, 2-3 years actually in some cases. So what you got to look at is, you know, when you're looking at those dates and you have to look at what dates you're going to submit for the upcoming hockey season, which we normally submit in November, you know, the year before, you want a certain pattern. You know, we like playing those, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. You have to submit a few Sundays here and there. But you also want to balance it around the holidays. You know, when do you want the team home? When are they going to be on the road? And to build around CMAs and the SEC schedule that, you know, we have every year. So you do that, submit about 70 dates, then you start getting some back. But during the playoffs, we have a pretty simple philosophy. We just try to book shows no greater than every other day. And this way the NHL schedule can pot into that. And then every once in a while, someone will call and say, look, we have, you know, this huge act. We need 3 dates in a row. We're going to do 3 shows. And we'll do it and tell them, but it's conditional. If we have a playoff game, we have to relocate that date. And sometimes, you know, God smiles on the fools because we've only had to relocate 2 concerts the whole time I've been here.
Wow.
So it really is, you roll the dice a little bit, But it does work out. Steve Hasopetros, who does the scheduling, and his mentor was the guy that used to do the scheduling without computers for Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NHL. It's fascinating to hear him talk about how they used to do it pre-computer. That's fun. It really is. And then David Poyle, and he and Hotz are, just tight friends. But David's old buddy and works for the Capitals, actually helps us build the schedule at the league, believe it or not. So for 40 years, he's helping David Poyle build the best schedule possible.
Well, that's cool. I would like for Chase and I to sit in on one of those meetings and help you guys build the best schedule. We'd have triple headers same day for the Preds.
Well, I'll let you know what comes next.
I bet you will. I know you got to ask this. I know you got to ask this question in the SEC tournament because people ask me. I'm like, I don't know. It's like, why don't you guys do such a great job hosting the SEC tournament. Why not host the NCAA tournament? And your good man, Bill Wickett, was like, we don't want our hockey team gone for a month. And I'm like, he's exactly right, right?
Yeah, I mean, you really have to choose. And, Chase and I have talked about this a few times, too. I love all things March Madness, the men's tournament, the women's tournament. And, but our first master is the Predators. And, the building and the city thrives around the Predators. Everything else we fit on in there. But how fortunate we to have the SEC tournament, where you run, from Wednesday through Sunday. And next year we're adding two more games into the format on Wednesday. For the NCAA tournament, as great as it is, you only have 2 days of basketball. You're either Friday, Sunday, or Thursday, Saturday. And a lot of times, all the time, you don't even know those teams are until Sunday night or Monday morning. So sometimes you don't even sell those games out, believe it or not.
Oh, there he is. You. Okay, no. I thought we lost you, but no, you're there. Sean Henry is with us here on the program. All right, so I learned something last night, and I always love it when I learn something new. And maybe
it's
I should
have. It's a great day when you learn something new. No
it
doubt
is.
About that.
I learned because the great Rebecca King was on the pregame show with Max and talking about Hockey Fights Cancer. And, of course, this is the second Hockey Fights Cancer night of the year. There was another one, earlier in the season. And I learned that the Predators have kind of started this trend and are the only ones that do it twice a year. And I think that is absolutely fantastic. And, being completely vulnerable and serious with you, I lost my dad to cancer a few years ago. As someone that has been affected by it in a way that I never imagined, you have no idea how much I appreciate what you all do with Hockey Fights Cancer. And so another fantastic night. It pulls at your heartstrings, no doubt. But I think it's a really important night that the NHL and the Predators do.
Yeah, we had over 17,000 people in the building last night, and I think we had over 17,000 people whose lives have been turned upside down by cancer. I mean, I literally don't know a person on the planet that has not been touched in an awful way by it. My own father passed away, my mother-in-law. I'm sure Joe has bad stories too. So it is important to rally our fans around such a great cause. And when you have a treasure like Vanderbilt in your backyard, we got to make sure that we're helping fund them for research and then also letting some kids and families forget about the trouble, for a few hours. And last night we had the youngest puck drop ever with an 18-month-old beautiful little baby.
That was awesome.
Who just entered remission. And then we did a reunion for a bone marrow transplant, the first time they met each other in person, which, it's fun to celebrate. It's fun to cheer those kids on and the families on. At the same time, I don't cry very often, but twice a year, Rebecca King makes me cry. But I am proud of the fact that we do too, and we really host one almost every night because every game night auction is dedicated to the 365 Fund.
Well, and I thought Roman Yossi was fantastic because you can tell he's a father of young children trying to coax her along to drop the puck and help her. I thought that was just a cute moment too.
It really was. Both he and Shen, both being dads and just all around good guys. It was really one of those beautiful moments that I'm sure we're going to capture in video forever and look back on this one and smile. And hopefully that little girl comes back in 20 years and drops the puck again with a really nice story.
Do you have your tux ready for Thursday night, the annual wine festival? I can see you walking around as a sommelier. What do you call them? Sommelier?
I think you were right, actually.
The wine guy, yeah.
Are you the wine guy.
Next Thursday, it's the wine festival. I've been in that event, Sean. That is well done by you guys.
It's a fun event, but Joe, everything's a competition to me, so it's a wine tournament to me. I'm in the office, everyone laughs. And whoever gets the most corks wins. But it's one of those really, really fun nights where, you know, you get a chance to showcase, gosh, I don't even know, a couple hundred different wines and liquors and spirits. And it's a fun, relaxed way to see a lot of our, you know, the best of Smashville hanging out together, toasting each other. But it is fun, and it really helps drive our overall efforts with the foundation. My favorite is, you know, so many of our staff ends up, you know, becoming pourers and sommeliers. And I don't even know what that word means. I just yell, hey, my glass is empty. Let's go. And I feel like I'm in the, you know, 1400s banging my goblet anymore.
Well, it's a fun night, and y'all do well with that. All right, now, Sean, coming up at 10:30 on the show today, I'm excited for our guest, and you'll appreciate this. The great Joe Piscopo is going to join us at 10:30 today. We grew up watching him, right? Saturday Night Live, him and Eddie Murphy.
You know what? I love Joe Piscopo. My favorite movie, I know it's going to sound stupid, because I love Michael Keaton, too, is a movie called Johnny Dangerously. And he was just the best in that. So tell him we expect to see him at the game on Tuesday if he wants to hang around town. He is a funny, funny man. He's brought a lot of smiles to my face.
Well, they play. He's from Jersey, and the Preds play. He's in town for a big event at Sinatra's Bar Sunday, and the Preds play the Devils Sunday. So we're going to make a little wager with Joe Piscopo.
I hope you do. I'm not allowed to give any wagering advice or put anything down. But I promise you, you will not be disappointed in the outcome of what you're planning on doing, Joe.
Good. Can you send me a jersey that says Piscopo in the back? I appreciate that.
I would, but I'd be so afraid I'd misspell it. And that's a word you don't want to misspell. You
know? Right. No, it is not. Sean Henry is with us. Also, Tuesday night, I know that's Pride Night against Winnipeg, and there's going to be a plaza party starting at 5 o'clock. Also, you can bid on some special Pride Night jerseys that the players have signed as well. Another fantastic night.
Yeah, it is. And again, you know, we have 41 events a year, and we get a chance to, you know, celebrate so many different groups of people, make sure our game is as open as it can be. And I love when people say, you know, y'all means y'all. And, you know, it's just another fun night, being able to shine a light on maybe a group of people that weren't always didn't feel so welcome in certain places. And I just love the fact that people feel good about our games and come together and feel good and comfortable and sense of belonging. Because that's what it is. We bring the community together. We get a chance to, for 3 hours, forget about whatever's going on outside and, you know, rally around this team and just enjoy each other. So I appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah, absolutely. And so as we end this, I'm gonna put some people might call this a hot take. But I feel good about it. I feel very, very confident about the prediction I'm going to make. So Philip Forsberg tied Matt Duchene's record last night with 43 goals, which is the most in franchise history. I think we both believe he's going to break that over the course of the next six games. But I'm going to take it a step further. I think he's got 7 more goals in him this season. I think he hits 50.
Well, I don't know why you're being so pessimistic with only 7 more goals. I'm going to let him know. But, you know, Big Chase thinks he only got 7 in him. Wherever he ends up, it's been a phenomenal year, you know, for Phil. Whether he ends up with no more goals or 20 more goals this season or has 2 per game throughout the playoffs, we're seeing his game continue to elevate. And let's face it, no one thought that was possible. I mean, as good as he's been over the past, you know, decade, what we're seeing is a guy that just continues to grow and grow and grow in all aspects of the game. So it's, you know, the next, you know, 5-10 years are going to be really exciting watching where he ends up for his career. But this year, he's been fun to watch. That whole line's been incredible to watch.
So fun.
Chase is worse than George Costanza asking Paul O'Neill for 2 homers. So, goodness.
Could you hit 2?
Poor Phil's like Lou Gehrig in the hospital following Babe Ruth. Okay, Joey, I'll get you 3.
Oh, man. Well, Sean, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the weekend. I know you'll be watching WrestleMania and also the Predators against the Islanders and the Devils. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'll swing by your house. I can't afford the pay-per-view, so I'll be watching from your front yard, peering through the windows. So.
Come on, Ricky and I will pull up a chair for you.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Buddy. Sean Henry, the Nashville Predators CEO, joining us here on the program. I do. I think Philip Forsberg gets to the 50-goal mark. He's got 6 games to do it, so obviously you have to have a multi-goal game in there somewhere. But
hey, why not?
I think he can do it. And here's the other one, too. He's at 87 points, so that's 13 from 100. I don't think that that's out of the realm of possibility for him either. 96 is the record that was Roman Yossi. I heard Robbie talking about this this morning.
Right.
I definitely could see him getting 96 or 97.
So they taught you subtraction in FRA.
They did. Basic math. Yeah, I was good. Anything beyond that?
Reset our question for the break.
Our question of the day is, where is the best meet and three either in Nashville or in Middle Tennessee?
Yeah, 615-737-1025.
We will go through some of your answers. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.